You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What is up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Wrestling World. As always, I'm your host, Austin Boyer. And before we get into tonight's episode, a few quick podcast shout-outs. All right, guys, first check out the Cult Film Companion podcast, the Manic Pixie Weirdo podcast, the Fan of the Van podcast, the Crime Divers podcast, the Sense of Shelf podcast, the Two Mexicans, One Mic podcast, the Heel Truth, Cigar Store Idiots podcast, Your Daily Writing Habit, the I Seen It podcast, the Fandalorians, the Hash It Out podcast, the Geek Gauntlet podcast, the Smokers Lounge Premium 6 podcast, 8750 podcast, Air Quote Wall podcast, Decaying with the Boys, the Suns and Shadows cast, the I Scream You Screen for Movies podcast, Two Men No Hope, The Story of My Pet, The Haunted Tales Podcast, Quad Pro Quo Podcast, Films and Firm Nation Podcast, Bold Talk by Joe, Bulk Access One-on-One, The Mr. Gentleman's Podcast, and last but not least, The Chime In Podcast. All these podcasts can be found on Spotify, Good Pods, Apple, and wherever you stream your podcast. So be sure to check them out. Also, you can subscribe to my podcast for just 99 cents a month. So if you enjoy my podcast, it would mean so much to me if you subscribe. The link to sign up will be in the description in the episode, so be sure to check that out as well. All right, guys, I held a vote the other day on Twitter. And I was debating on, you know, what my next episode should be about. Or who it should be about, for that matter. And I decided between the two. I decided either this episode is going to be about Rowdy Roddy Piper or Rey Mysterio. So I did a little poll. And I let you guys decide who you wanted me to talk about. And sure enough, Rowdy Roddy Piper picked up the win. So on tonight's episode, we will be talking about Rowdy Roddy Piper, one of the greatest talkers in professional wrestling, one of the greatest entertainers in professional wrestling. But real quick, before we get into that, I want to offer my condolences to the Jarrett family. Just yesterday, we lost Jerry Jarrett, the father of Jeff Jarrett, and a founder of Impact Wrestling. Jerry Jarrett was a famous promoter, booker, and businessman. So rest in peace, Jerry Jarrett. You know, you will be missed. I remember I was just watching Tales from the Territories just a month ago and seeing you on TV. So it's actually pretty crazy, you know, that you're gone, but you'll definitely be missed. So my prayers go out to Jeff Jarrett and his family. Rest in peace. All right, guys, I want to talk tonight about Roddy Piper. Now, usually the plan was to do a Elimination Chamber prediction episode, but honestly, I'm not too excited about this Elimination Chamber deal, you know, and I'll get into that in a little bit. But I want to talk about Rowdy Piper. You know, how good was Rowdy Piper? In my opinion, I think he's one of the best entertainers. Now, keep in mind, He was in the business for a good while. But this man never won a real championship, surprisingly. Should he have been world champion? Of course. Not just because of his name, but because he was an entertainer. Because the man was so passionate about the wrestling business. And nowadays, you don't see that type of passion. Why I respect Rowdy Piper a lot more than I respect a lot of wrestlers is because Rowdy Piper respected the wrestling business. You couldn't say wrestling was fake to Rowdy Piper. Just ask, what's his name? Bill Meyer, or Bill Murr. You know that host, whatever his name is. Just ask him. Because Bill Meyer was, you know, he had that big HBO talk show, right? He had Rowdy Piper on there. He said, Bill Meyer made a comment. He said, there's never a scratch on you guys. And Rowdy Piper, you know, pulled down his pants and showed the scars and the bruises that he had in front of live TV and in front of a live audience. So Rowdy was one of those guys that you couldn't disrespect the business in front of. And if you did, you pay the price. That was a man who cared about the business. And like I said, now you don't see that type of passion. I don't think there's a lot of wrestlers today that respect the business like he did. And keep in mind, like I said, this man never won a world championship. Did he need it? No. I could list plenty of wrestlers who didn't win a championship, a real championship. That doesn't mean they ain't great. That doesn't mean that they aren't as good as some of the other world champions today. But Rowdy, you know, he was more entertaining than most wrestlers. The guy's mic skills were great. He sounded like a tough guy, unlike most of these wrestlers, most of these heels trying to cut promos. And who could forget Piper's Pit? Now, Piper's Pit was great. I mean, now we got Miss TV, now we got this and that, the KO show. But without Piper's Pit, maybe there wouldn't be a Miss TV. Maybe there wouldn't be a KO show. Hell, maybe there wouldn't even be a highlight reel with Chris Jericho. But who could forget the Jimmy Snuka Piper Pit incident? You know, with the whole coconut. That was funny. Or Rowdy Piper versus Mr. T at WrestleMania. Keep in mind, those guys didn't like each other. So imagine these two men, you know, going in the ring together. Both these men were aggressive. And both these men were, you know, tough guys. But like I said, you know, Rowdy Piper to me didn't need a world championship because he inspired so many as an entertainer. And to me, Rowdy is a top performer. Yes, he should have been champion, even though he wasn't. But he was an Intercontinental champion. And back then, to my knowledge, the Intercontinental Championship had just as much prestige as the World Championship. When you look at the greats who have held the Intercontinental Championship back then, I think that was just as popular. To some, you know, that was the World Championship. That was the title you wanted to hold. And guys like Rowdy Piper, you know, gave that title meaning. Guys like Rowdy Piper gave WrestleMania meaning. I mean, the guy was in the first WrestleMania with one of the, I can't say greatest actors because he wasn't, but Mr. T, you know, was an entertaining guy and definitely well-liked. Now, Rowdy had it all, man. He had the mic skills, the toughness. I think I heard that he was a boxer. I know that he was an amateur wrestler, but I think that he was also a boxer, if I'm not mistaken. I think I've read that somewhere. But anyway, you know, there's a lot of wrestlers back in the day that have not won a world title. Now, for whatever reason, he wasn't world champion. I don't know. But I would assume that it might have been because of Hulk Hogan. I mean, I can look further into it. But Hogan and Rowdy didn't like each other. And you know Hogan was hard to work with. We've heard stories numerous times of Hogan. You know, Hogan had to be that top guy. And another thing I like about Rowdy Piper is that he wasn't afraid to voice his opinion. He loved the wrestling business. He was passionate about it. And he told you like it is. I remember his promo to Vince Russo, who he hated. He couldn't stand Vince Russo because of what happened to Owen Hart. And I remember that promo they cut in TNA. And I actually watched it back the other day. But this to me was a old work promo. That, you know, mostly likely a shoot promo that was a work. But you could tell that Rowdy Piper just did not like Vince Russo whatsoever. And it's not just, you know, Piper that felt that way. It was numerous people that didn't like Russo. Numerous people that would shoot on Russo. Still to this day. And I think a lot of the reason why Piper didn't like Russo is because Russo didn't respect the business. You know, Russo was in it for the money. You know, Russo would come in with these wacky ideas. It just didn't work, you know. And to me, Russo is the reason Owen Hart's dead. And that's a lot of the reason why I think Rowdy didn't like Russo. For two reasons, you know. Rowdy respected the business, Russo didn't. And then because of Owen Hart. Which Rowdy stated during the promo in TNA. But, you know, like I said, you know, Rowdy, he would voice his opinion. And him not liking Russo was serious. You know, Rowdy definitely loved Owen. You know, there was no doubt. As many did. Now, if Russo would have stuck in TNA, I think he'd have killed TNA. I mean, it would no longer be around if Russo was involved. I mean, TNA's barely thriving right now. But, you know, it is what it is. But anyways, guys, back to Roddy Piper. I am yet to watch the dog collar match between Roddy Piper and Greg Valentine. Don't spoil it for me, because I'm actually excited to watch it. You know, I'm actually pretty excited to watch it, because, you know, this is back in the day stuff. These guys are tough guys. Roddy Piper, you know, he was a tough guy. And I heard he was tough backstage, you know. I heard he was just one of the guys you didn't want to mess with, you know, for his amateur wrestling background. And he was the type of guy, he sounded like he had a mean streak. Even when he would cut a promo, it's like, when you hear the guy talk, you don't want to mess with him. I mean, it just, I listened to his old promos. You know, he has that raspy voice. You know, I wouldn't mess with the guy. But, you know, the main reason I like Rowdy is because he loves the business. Like I said, you know, wrestlers back in the day, they kept kayfabe, you know. They protected the business. And Roddy Piper was one of those wrestlers that tried his best to protect the business. That stuck up for the business when people would say it's fake. Because back then you didn't do that. You know, nowadays, when you look at professional wrestling, people will openly tell you it's fake. People will, you know, degrade you for watching it. And wrestlers today don't keep kayfabe alive. Very few wrestlers today. One wrestler that does keep kayfabe alive, you know, and doesn't break character would be MJF. Now, that's a wrestler I think Rowdy would respect. But seeing today's wrestling, today's professional wrestling compared to, you know, 20, 30 years ago, my honest opinion, I think Rowdy would be ashamed, because there's not a lot of tough guys in professional wrestling today. There's a lot of wrestlers whose promos, you know, just sound scripted. A lot of wrestlers don't stay in character. You know, a lot of these heels are getting made fun of, you know. These heels are doing comedy acts. And I think guys like Roddy Piper would be ashamed of the wrestling business. You know, and what it's become. But I'm thankful for Roddy Piper, because he paved the way for so much talent. And I could say, you know, Ronda Rousey, but I'm not the biggest fan of Rousey. But I will give her props on her tribute to Roddy Piper by, you know, paying tribute to him. One of my favorite segments with Rowdy is the fire extinguisher segment, where that guy keeps blowing the smoke in Rowdy's face, and then Rowdy just lets off the fire extinguisher. That's one of my favorites. but yeah, you know, I love Rowdy because he respects the business. I love Rowdy because, you know, the guy can talk. I love, you know me, I'm a good sucker for, you know, anybody that could do a good promo. And Rowdy could. Even though he didn't win a world championship, he's won a total of 34 championships altogether. That's impressive. And I'd also like to take a look at his amateur career. Because I want to learn more about that. Bet you this guy got in a lot of bar fights. But who knows? Do you guys have any matches or promos or storylines that you enjoy with Rowdy Piper? Let me know on Twitter at AustinBoyer25. I want to hear your guys' thoughts. But what I was saying earlier, guys, about the Elimination Chamber was that I'm not too thrilled about this year's chamber. Back then, when the chamber was going on, you always had two world championship chamber matches. You know, the Raw champion would defend his title in a chamber match, and the SmackDown champion would defend his title in a SmackDown chamber match. We won't be getting that this year with Roman becoming a double champion. Instead, we're getting Sami Zayn versus Roman Reigns. Now, I'm not complaining. I think that's a good match to make. Except I think a lot of people are really hoping for Sami to win this. But to me, I just feel like Sami Zayn is a filler. You know, Reigns is going to go over. And it'll be Reigns versus Rhodes at WrestleMania. Because even though Sami Zayn is a big baby face right now, and he's hot with the crowd, WWE, they do not see him as a future world champion. So I highly doubt that, you know, Sami Zayn is going to come out on top against Roman Reigns. I do think it'll be a good match. But I expect this to be Roman Reigns' last successful title defense before going into WrestleMania. Because we will be getting Cody versus Reigns at Mania. Now, there is the possibility, with what they teased on Monday Night Raw, that we could be getting a triple threat match. And I don't think anybody else has put that into consideration. We could be getting a triple threat match between Reigns, Rhodes, and Zayn. Could WWE be planting the seeds for that? Because I do feel that Sami Zayn could be involved in the main event match with WrestleMania coming up shortly. So that would make sense to me. So I am excited for this match. But really, I mean, I think we haven't been one or two chamber matches. We have Theory defending his. Excuse me.
This is a reminder. Take my pills.
Alexa, stop. I hate that device, guys. And I know you guys have heard that several times in my podcast. I hate that Alexa device. It will not shut up. And it continues to talk. So I hope you guys have had a chuckle for that one. But anyway, Austin Theory will be defending his United States Championship against Seth Rollins, Bronson Reed. I think Bobby Lashley. I'm not really sure. No, not Bobby Lashley, because he's facing Lesnar. But I don't remember who's all in that match. Nor do I really care. because I feel it's just going to come down to Rollins versus Theory in the end. Maybe we'll get a new United States champion. Maybe not. Who knows? It's kind of hard for me to see that title changing hands, being so close to Mania. But we'll see what happens. As for Bobby Lashley versus Brock, that's the match I'm excited for the most. I'm hoping that this match will be a lot better than the first match they had, because I expected so much more out of that match. But if I had to pick, I'd pick Brock to go over. But honestly, I could see this lasting until WrestleMania, as I don't expect Brock Lesnar to just disappear. So I gotta pick Brock Lesnar for this one. As for the women's, you know, chamber match, again, I'm surprised Bianca is not defending her championship in the chamber. But it is what it is. And for that match, I am going to pick maybe Lacey Evans, I want to say. Could be Piper Niven, as I do feel that she is slated for a big push. I do like the fact that she has been given her old character back, other than Doudrop, which made absolutely no sense at all. But yeah. I do feel that this year's chamber has been put together very poorly. The United States Championship is the only match I see changing hands. Obviously, Roman Reigns versus Zayn. We know that outcome already. Even though they are teasing it, you know, they want to build this up. I get it. But I do feel there could be some more matches added before Saturday. But this is just a real quick prediction on, you know, what's to come. Like I said, I'm not very excited about this. As, you know, compare this to previous Elimination Chamber events that we've had, I do think this is put together very poorly. I do think it could have been better. If I had to pick, I would pick Roman Reigns defending his Universal Undisputed Championship against, you know, anybody, you know, more than just one competitor inside the chamber, because that's the way they used to do it. But that's the problem with Roman Reigns holding both titles, is you can't do that stuff like that. Kind of hoping Cody beats him at Mania. But if that happens, Cody will just have two titles. Unless they find a way to split these titles up. I mean, it has to happen. We can't continue this double champion stuff. It's just, to me, it's holding down the rest of the roster. It's there's so many more storylines we can have. Raw and SmackDown would be so much better shows if we had a champion on both brands. They could build new storylines and everything go back the way it used to be. But I don't see that happening anytime soon. But anyways, guys, hope you all enjoyed this episode. I will talk to you guys after the Elimination Chamber. If there's any big surprises, I will be around. Be sure to check the link in the description if you want to subscribe to my podcast for 99 cents a month. I'd like to thank my sponsors, State Farm, W Energy, and Carvana. Thank you guys for listening. Have a good night and God bless.